Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to be sitting with a first-time guest on Conducting Conversations. Tammy Brown is here. Welcome, Tammy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us. Tammy is an associate artistic director at the Contemporary Theater and Contemporary Theater Company, I guess, is the official title, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And where is the Contemporary Theater located?
It's located on Main Street, right in the heart of Wakefield, Rhode Island.
Wakefield, okay. So right in the heart of South County, pretty much.
Yep.
And how long has Contemporary Theater been around?
Well,
2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
The company's been around several years, over 10 at this point, but they have had their official space in downtown Wakefield since 2012.
Okay, all right. So relatively new in the world of theater. And let's find out a little bit about you. You have started out in theater. You're in theater now. Did you? How young were you when you decided you wanted to be in theater?
Well, I was lucky enough. I grew up in Providence, so I went to a middle school that had a really strong theater program, which was, you know, back in the 90s, it was a little bit more common than it is now, way back in the 90s. So I started doing that. I fell in love with performing then, and then I just kept doing it through high school, college. I went to Rhode Island College for theater, and I've been doing it ever since. I've been doing theater all around the state.
Excellent. Let's give a little credit to the school that got you interested. What school was that then?
It was
elementary school.
Nathaniel Green Middle School in Providence.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And then,
I live in Providence also, so it's not too far from me, actually. And Nathaniel Green Middle School did have a I don't know if they still do have a strong.
They might. I know. I think when I went, it was sort of dance oriented. So we used to put on these huge dance productions every year, and other schools used to come and watch our school's dance show. And I learned a lot about the history of dance, the history of Broadway. I learned a lot of the discipline that goes into producing theater, and that's something that's stayed with me ever since then.
Wow. So did you at that time think you were going to be a dancer versus a something else?
I wasn't sure. I knew I liked to perform. I was actually a shy kid, and I landed in performing arts by mistake. There was a mistake on my schedule that year, but I landed in performing arts, and I just found my home. I found a place that I felt like I fit in, that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I think as I went along in middle school, I kind of went a little bit more into the acting side. I had like a major part in one of our shows that had lines to it. And then I just kept going from there.
So then on to Rhode Island College, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And who was theater at Rhode Island College back then? Was that...
Back then, that was Bill Wilson was there. He's still there. A lot of people that were there then are still there.
All right.
Definitely had some good experiences there, learned a lot, learned like my foundation and theater history and things like that. And I had opportunities to do different interesting shows. But the whole time I was trying to stay involved in the theater community. And so I learned so much from doing random shows around Providence at the time. So.
All right. So, and how did you end up in Wakefield? That's like a different country.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. I tell people I go down there a lot, and they're like, wow, all the way. Did you pack a lunch? Well, I have done a lot of work with Mixed Magic Theater, which is in Pawtucket.
Okay.
They're really fantastic.
That's even further
theater.
Away from
That's
Wakefield.
Even further, yeah. So I was doing shows there, and we did a show called Shakespeare in the Spirit, which was a fantastic original production that paired Shakespeare scenes and monologues with gospel songs.
Hmm.
And they were trying to reach out and get different people to be involved. So Chris Simpson was actually in that show, along with a couple of other people from the Contemporary Theater. And so I met Chris. And then a couple of months later, he asked me if I wanted to be in their 24-hour play festival, which they do every year. And so I decided to go and do that. And then I never left. I found I found another home, and you know, it's been
and
a really great ride.
Almost,
another
right?
family, absolutely.
Speaking of family, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about one of the biggest social events in Wakefield history, which was just last week,
yes,
I guess, right?
Absolutely.
A week or so ago,
yes.
That Chris got married.
Yes, yes.
And it was quite an affair, I understand. It was,
Chris
Simpson is the artistic director.
Yes.
To give you the correct title, that's why we're talking about
mm-hmm.
him. He was going to be here today, but he's recovering.
Yes, yes. Everybody is still recovering from that.
It was quite a wedding. It was like a couple-day event.
Yeah, it was a multi-day event. So Chris married Maggie, who is our operations manager at the theater.
Well, that's good.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so that worked out well.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
So the whole theater community was involved, and really the whole greater Wakefield community. The Contemporary Theater, we really pride ourselves on being a hub in the community of Wakefield.
Mm-hmm.
We have a patio where people can come and hang out and listen to music or watch a play or what have you. And so both Chris and Maggie themselves as individuals and the theater as an institution are like really kind of Wakefield staples.
Right.
And so really the whole community came together. We had people from all over, and of course, you know, their friends and family from far away. And so they made it a whole weekend affair. Maggie's family are performers, almost like in a vaudeville style.
A little bit unusual kind of performers, right?
Yes, yeah. It's they almost do almost sort of like a throwback vaudevillian style her
mm-hmm.
parents do. And they actually come every year to the theater and do a show for us as well. And so they wanted to have a clown wedding before the regular wedding. So the first day of the weekend, they had a bunch of events, and then we had our clown wedding at night, which is really what you might think. It had all the trappings of a regular wedding if that wedding was performed entirely by clowns.
Oh,
and it was a really lovely event, and that was the first day. And then the second day was the regular wedding.
A more traditional
wedding. Yeah. But both days, the whole community came out, and people from, you know, far and wide, all across the state and all across, you know, the country.
Yeah, family and friends.
Family
from
and
all
friends.
Over, as I understand.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well, that sounds very interesting, and mm-hmm. it sounds great for the town and for the theater to have all that involvement, and for Chris and Maggie to include everybody in what's obviously their most important day.
Yes.
So that's great. All right. Well, let's get to a little bit about the theater and what's happening there. You have several things going on this summer, starting with two nights ago. Friday night was the opening of what?
We had the opening of our show, The Book Club Play, by Karen Zacharias.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really fun show. It's if you have a book club or you know anyone that's in a book club, it's about a woman who has her own book club. And then she has come into an agreement with a major documentary film director to film her book club so that they can make a film out of it and, you know, maybe send it to film festivals. And it's kind of like what happens when cameras are in the room and how they change people's behavior.
Or putting a microphone.
Exactly, exactly. So it's a really fun show. It's about books. It's about friendship. It's about, you know, the strange relationships we have and status and trying to keep up appearances and all of that. And so we had a preview a week ago, and then we've had our opening weekend this past weekend, and so audiences seem to really like it so far.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's great. We're going to talk a little bit more about that later. One other thing that's coming up, and then I want to get to some music in a moment, but Shakespeare
mm-hmm.
is coming to Wakefield.
Oh, yes.
And that's going to be, throughout July and August?
Yes. This, I believe, is our third or fourth season of doing Shakespeare on the Saugatucket. So we've recently...
This kind of sounds like the Thames.
Yeah, exactly. It's very similar. So we've had a patio behind the theater. It's really beautiful space. There's flowers all around. It's right on the river. And we've just expanded the patio, so we've added even more flowers, even more seating. And so every year for the past 3 years, we do two different Shakespeare shows, one in July and one in August. They are Pay What You Can. They're every Wednesday and Sunday night in July and August. So the first one is Two Gentlemen of Verona, which I directed. And that goes up this Wednesday, July 3rd. And runs through July. And it's, again, a really fun event. You can bring the kids. It starts at 7 o'clock.
Excellent. All right. Well, that sounds like a great time. I want to get back to that also. But really, I want to get now to the music portion of what we're doing tonight. We have a friend of Conducting Conversations, a great talent in our area. Eden has written some music for you.
Yes. So Eden Castile has been a really great member of the CTC community for a few years now. A couple of years ago, she starred in our production of Sweeney Todd. She played Mrs. Lovett in that. And then just this past spring, she starred in, our performance of Gypsy. And she played Mama Rose in right. that. And so, and she's also a very accomplished musician and composer.
Right. She did an excellent job, I guess it was about maybe 2 years ago at Ocean State Theater playing Victoria.
Victoria, yes.
Yeah, that was amazing performance. So quite accomplished.
Yeah. And she's a fantastic talent.
We're about to find out that she's also not only a voice teacher and an accomplished performer, but a composer.
Yes, absolutely. So we do a lot of improvised shows, and music tends to be pretty important in those. And mm-hmm. so Eden has graciously composed some original pieces to go along with our improvised soap opera.
So this is soap opera music.
Yes.
All right. We're going to listen to one now. It's about a little over a minute and a half long. Do we know what this first one is? It's just kind of generalized.
It's kind of general. It's a jazzy kind of tune. Okay. There's a little bit of a harmonica there. Once you hear it, you'll think, yeah, I understand. Like, this is part of a soap opera, for
All
sure.
right, let's go to that now. All right, now that we're in the mood, let's get back to soap operas.
Yes.
And, interesting thing for a theater to take on. Mm-hmm. But before we do that and introduce this next song, there is a website people can go to, right, that's got all the information about your organization. And it's very simple to remember. It's contemporarytheatercompany.com.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that. ContemporaryTheaterCompany.com, And when you get to the website, you'll right on the homepage, you'll find out about the book club play that was Tammy was mentioning a few minutes ago. People can also call up the old-fashioned way and ask questions, right? Because I see there's a box office phone number here of 401-218-0282.
Yes.
And they get a real person?
You get a real person. You might just talk to Maggie, who I just mentioned.
Oh, all right. And yeah. We can find out about the wedding then.
Yes, absolutely. Ask her how it went.
All right. And the book club play is running through July 27th. You can buy tickets online. And we talked about the Shakespeare it's going to be at the what do you call it, the patio? Is that what
the patio? Yeah, it's our outdoor patio. It's right directly behind the theater.
Okay, and then the soap opera, which is an improvised kind of thing. Now, does that mean that every night it might be different?
That absolutely means that. So, in addition to scripted plays like Book Club Play and Shakespeare, the Contemporary Theater Company, or CTC, as we like to call it, is really interested in improvised work. Every Friday night for the past several years, I think we're probably going on 8 or 9 years now, they do a show called Maestro, which is fully improvised, and it's a shorter form. And then in the past couple of years, we've transitioned into what's called long form improv. So that's doing a full length show of, you know, maybe an hour and a half long. That's totally improvised, totally unscripted from beginning to end. And we started that with a show called Who Done It, which people may have heard of, that runs usually in the winter. And that's a murder mystery that's totally unscripted.
I guessed that part.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And now we're trying a new genre, which is the soap opera. So in one of the differences is if people have seen Whodunit, that is a completely different show every single night. The characters are the same, but their relationships change night to night based on, you know, whose house it is and what have you. All that changes. In To Be Continued, the characters stay the same throughout. So nobody knows what's going to happen at the beginning of the night, but we do know what happened the previous night, and we try to build the story from there. So it's serialized, just like a soap opera. You don't have to have seen all the episodes before. We post summaries, and there's also a summary in the local paper, I believe, every week.
Excellent.
So you don't have to have seen them all, but it's an added pleasure, I guess, if you want to see a couple in a row and see how the story develops.
You could see them all.
You absolutely could.
Like watching, like binge watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
On Netflix.
You totally could.
Only it's live.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to more of that in a moment. I want to get one more of Ethan's pieces of music in before we take our first break. And this is something that'll be used in soap opera, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield is the subject of tonight's program, and with me is Tammy Brown, the Associate artistic director, and Tammy has been telling us about a lot of things going on at the theater, but I want to back up a little bit and just recap. We have started just the other night and running through July 27th, it's called what?
The Book Club Play.
The Book Club Play, and tickets are available at the website, contemporarytheatercompany.com.
Yes.
And you can go there and get tickets. Tammy, one of the things that I always find out about theaters and community orchestras and choruses and things like that, any group that's trying to put on performances, they sell tickets, but the ticket money that they receive has very little to do with making ends meet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem for most groups, and no different for yours, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely true. And we want to keep our ticket prices low. We want to keep the shows accessible. We always have every run of every show, we have a pay what you can night. It gets pricey once you pay for rights, and we pay all of our actors, we pay all of our designers. We pay all of our directors. We have a small staff, but we pay them too. Mm-hmm. And so it all adds up. So we always are soliciting generous donations. We have a lot of partnerships with local businesses for advertising and in some cases even in-kind donations. So it's all putting all of those pieces together to keep the theater up and running is always a juggling act.
Always, always difficult. And if you go to the website and you would care to donate, you can do that. There is a donate button right there on the website, and you can help out the Contemporary Theater Company.
Absolutely. Especially, too, we have some capital campaigns going on as well. We just expanded our patio in the back. That was a big capital campaign from community donors. We also get some grants from RISCA, which is the Rhode Island State Council for the Arts, but those are matching funds, so we have to raise a certain amount of funds, and then they can match it.
Right. If you had a RISCA grant for $10,000,
yeah,
you'd have to raise $10,000.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so if anybody's come to the Contemporary Theater recently, especially for Wakefield Idol, our lobby is actually fairly compact, especially when we have a busy show, and especially in Wakefield Idol, it's wintertime. So our next thing that we're trying to do is expand the lobby out. That's our next capital campaign thing that we're working on. And we're also trying to expand. We own a property right behind the theater. It's a house, and we use that as a rehearsal space. And since we have so many things going on at once, we do need to expand the rehearsal space as well. So
always something going on.
And
it's great to have the vision to say, well, now we need this and now we need that. But then you need to get the community to help out.
Absolutely. And that's a testament to Chris. He's the big, you know, kind of visionary person who says, I think we can do this now. I think we could do this. I think let's buy the building. Let's expand. Mm-hmm. And you know, people come along with them and they support it. And it's only, you know, when people from the community come out and support as well that we can get these things done.
Excellent. We're talking also about Soapbox. Soapbox. I've said that a couple times. Soap opera.
Soap opera.
And I'm on the soapbox.
Yes.
Soap opera is what's also going to be running. And that music is written by Eden Castile. And we've been listening to some of her music. We'll continue to do that throughout the show. But you mentioned earlier that you direct some of the things there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is improvised. Are you doing directing in that?
There actually is. I personally am more involved with the scripted shows, so I'm directing the Shakespeare play and things like that. But there is an element of rehearsal
outline
and
kind of thing.
Direction with improvised. So basically, our style of improvisation isn't like Whose Line Is It Anyway, necessarily. Like, you'll watch it, you'll enjoy it, it will be very funny, but we're not going for laugh, 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 joke, 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 let's do some, funny, gimmicky thing. Exactly.
Right.
We're going for story, we're going for relationship, and things like that. And so we have a couple of directors who they'll get a group together, and then they'll just work together on, relationship types of things, and you know, they'll sort of call people out if they're making, you know, a joke that, you know, doesn't make sense and they're just like going for a laugh, right. Things like that. They don't plan out the stories ahead of time, but it's a skill. Improvisation is a skill, just like any other sort type of performance. And so you need to hone that as well. So that's what the directors help with.
Excellent.
That's,
all right.
Yeah, Riley Cash and Christine Koshan have done a fantastic job directing this to be continued.
Are they on staff or are they kind of?
They're part of, they're very vital members of our theater community at this CTC. Both of them have been involved with the theater for several years and have been, especially in the improvised community as well. They've been really great parts of the theater.
Excellent. All right, let's get to another piece of Eden's music and we'll be back. Music by Eden Castile and how it relates to the Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield. Tammy, one of the, I would think, most important things is trying to do to others what happened to you as a young child, got involved in theater and got excited about it, and here you are making a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Contemporary Theater has programs for young people, right?
Absolutely. All year long, we have different classes and programs, and we have camps in the summer as well. We have several different camps that run through July and August, centering around theater. We have from kids ranging all the way from 8 years old up into 17 to teenagers. We have a young writers camp if kids are interested in writing plays.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's different.
Yeah, and you know, writing and they'll most likely perform it at the end of it. There's a music camp that you can explore all different kinds of music, singing together, learning about basics of reading music. That's for kids age 8 to 12. That's going to be a really fun camp. Also, there's a Shakespeare camp that I'm teaching for teens, age 13 to 17. If you ever wanted to try Shakespeare or you want to learn a little bit more about it and what makes it fun, we do that as well. So all different types of camps.
So a Shakespeare camp that you're teaching for a 13-year-old.
Yes.
Now, Is there more than one person in Rhode Island that's interested in that?
No, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I've taught theater and Shakespeare to kids of all ages. In fact, like last year, we did Romeo and Juliet on the patio, and I only know because I was at all those shows because I directed that one, that we had a ton of kids come.
Excellent.
And they really enjoyed it. They enjoyed being in the audience, and it really sparks Shakespeare's language is so vibrant. It's so alive. You can really use your imagination. You know, it takes a little bit of learning to decipher the language, but once you get that, it's really fun to use. It's really bold, and so kids really like to play with it and use it.
maybe the next segment when we come back after the commercial break, you can just talk as if you were in Shakespeare's time.
I could try. I'm not super great at that, but hey.
Well, okay, that is interesting. And the writing camp is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then the music camp. Now, music plays a big part in the theater because I noticed someone where I was looking online at one point in time, you actually have a chorus or something that's involved with the theater. How does that work?
Yep. We have a lot of different sort of subgroups within the theater, and we do have a chorus, and they put on a few concerts every year. Almost anybody can really join it.
So it's a chorus. It's not mm-hmm. a theatrical.
It's there. They
group.
Don't do plays. They do choral concerts.
Okay.
A lot of the times they are, and in the summer they might be out on the patio, or you know, they might be inside the theater, and they're really nice. They're really well received.
So is this something that is directed by one of your staff? Or?
Yeah, that's Jean Maxine Carpenter, who has worked with us on musicals in the past, and she's also a really fantastic choral director.
Okay.
So we have the music camps where kids can learn about how to sing in a chorus, mm-hmm. and we also have vocal intensive camps. So if kids are really more focused on singing, we have a camp for teens that's like strong vocal intensive, where you really learn the technique of singing as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Well, let's go to another piece of Eden's music, and then we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening, sitting with Tammy Brown, who is representing the Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield, and we're finding out everything there is to know about the theater, some great programs. We talked about young people's programs from music and writing and singing and dancing and having a great time, even Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tammy, I'd now like to go on to what's coming up. You said you have some things in August. We've talked about the three major things at this time of year, but then later on in the summer, more.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of theaters tend to sort of go dark in the summer, and,
yeah.
you know, they maybe go on vacation or what have you. Not at CTC. At CTC, the summer is our big, busy time. So right now, excuse me, if you went to the CTC this week, there would be a show every night of the week from Wednesday through Sunday, because we have Two Gentlemen of Verona, and then we have Thursdays, the improvised soap opera, then we have book club play, and then Two Gentlemen of Verona again on the Sunday. So once we go into August, then we open our second wave of shows. We have Henry IV, Part 1, which is one of Shakespeare's greatest history plays.
Are you directing that one?
Nope, that's directed by Ryan C. Kack.
Okay.
And so that one is a really exciting. It's a nice contrast because Two Gentlemen of Verona is a nice sort of romantic comedy. Mm-hmm. And Henry IV, Part 1 is this really kind of rollicking history play. And it's about love and friendship and war and politics and all of that.
Tammy, this is radio. Just so you know.
I'm doing a lot of gesticulations. War.
She's very enthusiastic.
Yes.
That's great.
So that opens August 4th. And then August 2nd, we have our second indoor show of the summer that's scripted, which is called Wonder of the World by David Lindsay Abaire. That's directed by Rebecca Magnotta. And that's just a quirky, fun play about... A woman who's basically trying to find herself and find her place in the world. So that's really fun. Those are both in August.
Okay, and then there's a whole nother season coming in the fall, right?
Oh, yeah. We have on our patio, we've developed this tradition on the patio. So in the summer, we do Shakespeare. And then in the fall, September, October, we do a sort of slightly darker, slightly more serious play, so you can kind of, you know, bring your blanket and snuggle up next to our fire that we have going.
Now, are some of these original plays or mostly ones you buy rights to?
Yep, these are all established plays, except the improvised one.
Yeah.
That one we made up. But yeah, this one is called The Skryker, which is by fantastic British playwright Carol Churchill. So that's like an interesting sort of dark play. And then the big show of the fall is Hamlet. So that will be really fun. That's going to be directed by Chris Simpson, who's our artistic director. And then I'm going to be playing Hamlet in that. So
excellent.
That's going to be really
fun.
That
was my next question. Do you ever get to be in any of these productions, or you're always behind the scenes?
Yeah, no, I personally consider myself an actor first and foremost. So I act whenever I can. So I'm going to get to act in the fall.
Have you been Hamlet before?
Well, oddly enough, I was in a production a few years ago. Okay. Less than a few years ago, in the spring of 2018 at the Contemporary Theater, mm-hmm. we did a show called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. And that show was basically like a Shakespearean fan fiction, kind of. It took these smaller characters in Hamlet and made a whole play about them. And so the bigger characters in Hamlet were smaller characters. So I played Hamlet in that.
Hmm.
And so it's almost a continuation, and the same characters, the same actors, Rebecca Magnotta and Laura Kennedy, are coming back to play Rosencrantz and Guildenstern in our full production of Hamlet. So that's going to be really fun. Even a couple of years before that, I played Hamlet in this, like, six-person Hamlet, where we all played Hamlet at different times. So I've done a lot of Hamlet, but never like the full one by myself. So
this is the full job. All right. Let's get to another piece of Eden's music, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. Tammy Brown Show. Well, maybe not. It's actually conducting conversations, but Tammy Brown is here. She's the Associate Artistic Director of the Contemporary Theater, and we've been talking all about the theater, and we could probably have four or five shows on all the things the theater is doing. And it's been a while since Chris has been on this program, and we try to get him back after he's recovered, perhaps. And
yes.
Maybe the two of you can come together and
yeah,
fill us in
absolutely.
On what's happening this fall,
mm-hmm.
Because there are so many things happening. And I just want to once again mention the theater, the website, and that's easy to remember. It's contemporarytheatercompany.com. And there is a phone number that you can always call if you have questions. Do it the old-fashioned way. 401-218-0282. I have one of those boxes on the wall at home and I crank it up and I can call. you ever seen one of those? You ever seen a real
I've
telephone?
Heard of them. I'm part of the generation that grew up with rotary phones and cell phones.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we had rotary phone in my grandma's house.
Wow.
Weird, that's like late millennial generation.
We've talked about all the different programs that are coming up right now. The book club play is going on. And that'll run through July 27th. We've talked about the soap opera, and you've been listening to music provided by Eden Castile, composed by Eden, and that's running through how long does that run? That runs days?
The improvised soap opera runs all the way through August 29th. It's
okay.
Every single Thursday.
Every Thursday,
mm-hmm.
all summer long,
yep.
Okay. And then Shakespeare, and that's out on the patio.
That's out on the patio. That starts this Wednesday, July 3rd, and that runs all the way through August. We have Two Gentlemen of Verona first in July, and then we have Henry IV, Part 1, running all through August.
And also we talked about the summer camps that are running mm-hmm. and all kinds of opportunities for membership. And to help keep these wonderful programs going, you can donate. You can do all that by going on the site and checking it out. And lots of, we've mentioned, it's worth mentioning again, lots of people helping out, right?
Yeah, it's a fully, we consider ourselves a community organization first. Like the way that we build community is through theater, but we have all kinds of people. We have improv classes all the time open to everybody. We just recently started an improv class for adults with dementia as well. So that's developing, but it's a huge open community, so if you ever feel like you want to get involved in theater, you know, let us know. We're always looking for people, always looking for help. Or if you consider yourself, you know, an audience member or just somebody like likes to do something fun,
there you go.
You know, at night there's always something at CTC from pretty much Wednesday through Monday.
All
we have
right.
something going on.
So check it out, and it's got all the creature comforts. The theater inside isn't huge. You won't get lost. It's not like PPAC,
nope.
where you can sit 100 feet. From the next person and be way back.
And
this is only about 100 people.
Yeah,
less,
it's just
right?
about 100 people. And I personally like theater best in that environment because
sure.
you really do commune with your audience members.
Right.
You really, it's about connection. Like that's
yeah.
our biggest thing is theater creates connection with people. And when you're that close, you can connect to the actors, you can connect to the other audience members.
And speaking of creature comforts, there's also refreshments available.
Yes. We've just recently purchased our building, which means that we can have our own liquor license, which means that we have a fully stocked bar, both out on the patio and inside. We have jazz every Monday night. You can come get a little drink and listen to some jazz, or at River Fire, you can come and, you know, have a little drink on the patio as well. So.
Wow. All kinds of things going on. So check out the Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield. It's kind of set back a little bit from the road, right?
Yep.
From
it's,
Main Street.
Yeah, it's right next to Phil's, right across the street from Brickley, so you can grab a little ice cream and come on
right.
by.
And a restaurant right in front.
Restaurant right in front. And, you know, we certainly encourage you to patronize all the businesses and restaurants on Main Street, because many of them do advertise with us, and they support the theater as well. So.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for coming in tonight, Tammy. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to many more shows with you and the Contemporary Theater Company.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me talk about the theater.
Excellent. All right, we're going to listen to one more piece of Eden's music, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.